I got a funny story about this song. So last week, I took Frank to his first concert. When he go see
the Wiggles?
No, not the Wiggles. Bit more kind of grown up. When he go see my buddy's Yacht Rock Review out at Ameris Bank. Yeah, former guy used to work here, Matt Holmes, took his boy, and I took my kid. And they opened up the show. This is one of the first songs they played. That was last Saturday. Between last Saturday and, say, today, there has not been a day that has not gone by where Franklin has not asked to hear Rosanna.
To play Rosanna?
He is stuck on Rosanna.
It warms my heart. Warms the cockles of your heart.
And he's even really good about it. It's crazy when you start to see your kid pick up on recall and memorization.
Yeah.
Because this song, when they sing it, they say Rosanna, Rosanna, and they say Rosanna. Just they go 2-1. So he knows when they say Rosanna twice, and he knows when they say Rosanna once. He knows when they don't say Rosanna. Like he can. So like, dude, like your recall is awesome, man. You're singing a very, very cool song, which makes Daddy feel really,
now,
really good.
Now, is there any inkling? Did he pick up Dad's pipes?
Things sort of sound on key right now. We'll see. I try to sing on key while I'm around him. So he does really much enjoy music, and not just like speaking of the Jacksons today. Here he wanted to hear Rosanna. Then he said, I want to hear ABC 123.
Ooh.
So we played Jackson 5 on the way too. So you hear him in the back, ABC 123. So he will, yeah.
All right. Yeah. So I'm trying to think. How old is he again?
He'll be 4 in September. So he's 3.5 right now.
Okay. And how did he deal with the size of a venue of going to a concert like that?
A little daunting at first because it's, you got Dad there, but it's just...
Oh, it's a lot.
It's a lot of people. Some people have been drinking. Some people have not been drinking. When we first got there, a guy kind of walked up toward his direction, and Franklin was like, nah, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
Chill, cuz.
But there was a lady who sat next to us who also brought her teenage son. She kept giving Franklin high fives during the show, and he was very like, he gave her high fives back. So...
That's just pure luck of the draw. You never know who you're going to sit next to.
But it's funny because my buddy was sitting on the other side of me, and I wanted Franklin to sit on that side. Franklin was like, no, I'm going to sit on this side of you right now. So, but music started playing. He warmed up. Then stayed for almost the entire concert and said goodbye to everybody as he was leaving, which was pretty cool. And
so what are like – give me like 5 or 6 of the staples that they play at every show.
Are you going to get Africa?
Okay.
You're going to get Brandy.
You're a fine girl.
You're going to get the Pina Colada song.
Getting lost in the rain.
Yes, that one.
Do you get You Can Run Like the Wind?
Christopher Cross is Right Like the Wind. That's a very, very popular one.
That might be my favorite.
You'll get a Hall & Oates one, so She's Gone or Sarah Smile or Rich Girl.
You're a rich girl.
Yeah, you'll get a combination of one of those Hall & Oates joints. Sometimes they'll double up on Toto or triple up, so you might get Hold the Line and Rosanna as well. You might get a Georgie Porgy in there as well. They throw that in the mix. You'll get some Fleetwood Mac. You'll get some Kenny Loggins, so Heart to Heart. They'll throw some Heart to Heart in there. They've done a really good job of introducing like the staples of Yacht Rock mixed in with just fun sort of easygoing concert music, and then some of their original music as well. So, but yeah. The Doobies and Michael McDonald. Franklin was a very big fan of Taking It to the Streets.
Turn into the street.
Just so I with the child, sometimes you don't know what they're going to like and why they're going to like it for anything they do, whether it's food, music, people, whatever. Just they're going to like what they're going to like, and they're going to not like what they're not going to like. And there's no sort of rhyme or reason as to, I don't like it. Why? I just don't like
it. But most Yacht Rock is generally pleasing and upbeat music.
It's very sort of, the beats per minute is steady to where you can get a nice little side-to-side sway or two-step. It's not going to be anything that's crazy high or crazy loud. You'll get some very on point, like with Steely Dan. Steely Dan, they do a lot of cool guitar solos in Steely Dan, so you'll get some of those. But
any Seasons Don't Fear the Reaper.
They did not do any Blue Oyster Cult, but they will occasionally throw that one in. There's some Boston they'll throw in. And then some Elton John. They threw some Luther Vandross in, which is the first for
Luther.
Them too. Luther, yeah.
Dance with my father.
Not quite that one, no. Never Too Much. They did Never Too Much.
That makes sense.
So, but no, it's just, like I said, he had a really fun time, and he's become a fan of a couple songs in the genre, which makes Daddy happy.
You know what's funny? I was in a Willie's the other day grabbing some lunch, a burrito, and they played Godzilla. Godzilla. Down, down.
Edgar Winters, yeah.
Yeah, I love that one. All right, Oren, here we go. I have a list in front of me. I have a list.
I like lists. It is list. Was it still list season?
It's always list season.
There you go.
On this show, list season never dies, baby. Give me a good list, and I'm suckered in. They tried to drag me out, and they pulled me right back in. All right. What are the five biggest positional needs for the Falcons after the draft as we await this second wave, quote-unquote, of free agency? I made a list, and then I scratched it out, and then I made another list. So here's my updated list. We'll go 5 through 1, Oren. I want your reaction after each pick. All right. Number 5, biggest need for the Falcons after the draft, before the second wave of free agency. Edge. We don't know exactly if and when James Pierce Jr. is coming back. They didn't really address it in the draft specifically.
Or if he is back, how many games?
How many
is he
games
miss?
And then how? What kind of shape is he going to be in from not playing? So right now you have Jalen Walker, you have Azeez Ojulari, you have Samson Ebukam. You have, I mean, just a hodgepodge of dudes out there. Brandon Dorlus. So what are you going to get from that group? Again, they didn't necessarily address it directly. So I'm going to be interested to see what Jeff Ulbrich does this time around with the weapons that he has and how does he deploy, you know, do we see the linebackers blitzing more? Does Divine Diablo blitz more this year? Does a guy like Christian Harris blitz more? It's going to be really interesting to see how, until if and when James Pierce Jr. comes back, they fill the edge. So that to me is number 5. Number 4, center. I'm a little surprised they haven't addressed this directly head on yet. Center is going to be so important this year, whether it's Tua or Penix that gets the majority of the snaps. Neuzel was okay last year, but they definitely could have upgraded if they wanted to. I don't love their backup options right now. They made a signing in the offseason, guy that's played some, just a dude. But there's no real like challenger in place right now for Neuzel, which I was kind of hoping at the end of the day there would be some competition, because it's definitely a position that you could have upgraded. And the fact that they chose not to was fine, but I don't necessarily love Neuzel there as like your main and only option. But we'll see what happens with this second wave of free agency. So number 5, edge. Number 4 is center. Number 3, quarterback. Number 3 is quarterback. You drafted somebody never heard of. You brought in Trevor Siemian. I'm still not convinced Penix or Tua is going to play a whole season. So I think you definitely could have done something a little bit more sexy, I guess you'll call it, at quarterback. But at the end of the day, they know what they're looking at. The most important thing is the most important thing, Oren, and that is this time next year they need to know if it's Tua, if it's Penix, or if it's neither. So one of the two of those guys is going to get every opportunity in the world to get the majority of the reps for the season. So am I surprised that they didn't address the position? No. But could they? Yeah, I actually think they could. Because there is a world, it's not a world any of us want to think about, but there is a world where the Falcons need depth at quarterback beyond Penix and Tua, as unfortunate as that is to say. Look at the back of their football cards. It's littered with injury. So number five, edge. Number four, center. Number three, quarterback. Number two, this one's pretty obvious, offensive tackle. You take a flyer in the seventh round on a player from Ohio State that, quite frankly, just isn't rated very high. It fits the mold of what's happened.
He played like, what, 90 snaps this year? Yeah. I think, it's like just, a very limited amount of snaps.
If you thought Jack Nelson was a project last year, this guy is. He's bigger and more physical than Nelson, but not anywhere near ready to compete with Juwan Taylor at any point this season. So I thought there was a chance that they'd go OT much earlier in the draft. They chose not to. And we'll see. Is Storm Norton going to be available and effective? He's back. He was at Penix's wedding, if I'm not mistaken. I think I saw pictures there. So he's going to be your option for your swing tackle. But I'm just not entirely sure there's enough there. Again, with even though you got the sixth pick in the draft, that's still not enough and still not a lot. So I'm not killing them for any of these because I thought they had a really good draft. So these are just what I think are the biggest remaining holes going into the second portion, the latter part here, if you will, of the offseason. So again, my Turtles top five biggest remaining needs for the Falcons. Number five, edge. You don't know what you're going to get with Pierce. Number four, center. Not in love with Neusel. Number three, quarterback. Is there a plan in a world where Penix and Tua, either through inefficiency or injury, what do you do? Trevor Siemian's not really an option. The kid they got out of North Dakota State, that's not an option to play. There's really nobody on the roster. And then number one, the interior defensive line, of course. You get your sixth-round big boy to pair with Dorlus in the middle, to pair with everybody else that's going to be in the rotation. But that was my number one need for the Falcons going into the draft. And, again, even though I think they absolutely knocked it out of the park, especially with their first three picks, in my opinion, they technically didn't address what I thought was their biggest need. So, of course, that's going to remain what I think is the biggest need going forward. And it's just a matter of, I think that the plan, I don't want to say I know, but it's pretty close to I know that the plan is to do the NASCAR thing, to do the hockey shift line thing, to have a bunch of guys that are like large to XL sized as opposed to XL to double XL sized. Or in the case of like a Vita Vea or a Derek Brown, a triple XL size. They're going to use a lot of large to XL guys to fill that hole, keep fresh legs, and apply speed and pressure to the quarterback through the interior. At least that's what I think is going to be the plan. Otherwise, you would have taken – I mean, Oren Lee Hunter was the next pick taken. So if that's what you wanted, he was sitting right there for you. So that's what I think. What do you think? 404-726-0929. You can tweet me at C Thomas Radio if you agree. If you disagree, you can also hit me up at 404-726-0929. All right, 1 hour left in the show. Jason Longshore, you guys realize United's on a three-match winning streak? Where did that come from? What's changed? Let's get the latest. We'll check in. Yes. We'll check in on the national team as well. We got a busy final hour as we ride like the wind into the 9 o'clock hour here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.